Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Thought I'd start this show today with a little bit of history. Trivia for you to take into the NFL 2024-2025 season. Brock Purdy is going to try to do something that has only happened twice in the last 25 years by a 49ers quarterback. Can you name the only two quarterbacks this century to have back-to-back seasons in which they start 16 games? I bet you can. Not too many guys have even started 16 games for the 49ers. I remember when Jimmy Garoppolo did it. Colin Kaepernick, 2013-2014. Jeff Garcia, 2001-2002. Now, if you think 2001 and 2002 is not that long ago, it's a quarter century ago. Like, it's the difference between no cars and Babe Ruth riding the train across the nation, barnstorming with the Yankees. We went from no cars to cars in 25 years. So it was a long time ago. That's what Brock Purdy's trying to do. And so with that as the backdrop, I'm going to dive into some of your YouTube comments. Before I do, hey, I'm Guy, you're Guys. Hit that like button, subscribe to the channel. Appreciate it if you're listening on the podcast. Great. Leave a review on Apple Podcast. You leave a question in the review, that's how you make a mailbag question. Here we go. These are real YouTube comments from real YouTube viewers. And we're going to start with the quarterback talk. Emmanuel, I talked about it a lot this week. Emmanuel says they should draft a quarterback damn near every year. The position's too important, and you never know what you might find in later rounds. Purdy proves they should always take a quarterback. That last stat that I started this show with would lead you to the always draft a quarterback category, right? You go, well, history tells us, recent history tells us, back-to-back full seasons from your starting quarterback. You better have another guy ready. You better have two other guys ready. Is Brandon Allen going to be your backup? Do you need to have somebody else in the hopper? On we go. Comment. Personally, here's another comment. This is from Jeebus on YouTube. Personally, my philosophy for QB3 would be to sign an undrafted dual threat quarterback every 2 years or throw. So if QB3 has to play, the chances are he won't be able to operate the offense very well. At the very least, you could stress the defense with running ability in the event that QB3 has to play. This is interesting, right? The one school of thought is get all your quarterbacks in line, make them play exactly the same so that your offense doesn't skip a beat if you have to go to the backup or the third string guy. But it's not really that realistic that your offense doesn't skip a beat when you go to the backup or the third string guy. Half the offenses in the league are constantly skipping beats with their starting quarterbacks. So you're definitely skipping a beat. So the theory here being, no, actually, let's get a totally different offense if the third stringer has to play for a week, because that's probably the only chance we'll have. This is very good logic. Next up, this from Sick16. and this is where we really dive into the quarterback conversation with Purdy. If they draft a quarterback before the seventh round, they'd be paying the rookie more than Purdy. That's shitty, in my opinion. Is that true? Well, yeah, basically. Take a look. These are the projected, for those of you watching, for those of you listening, I'll tell you. What I have on the screen here are the projected salaries for the Niners' two picks at the end of the sixth round. The Niners have the 213th and the 214th picks in the upcoming draft. Those contracts are worth $4.15 million over the 4 years of the contract, should a player last that long. The signing bonus is $134 million. That gets spread out over the 4 years on the cap. The player gets it up front. And the total cap hit for those picks is about $830,000. Now, Brock's signing bonus was just over $70,000. So Brock has his signing bonus spread out over 4 years at about $19,000, but he got that up front. This year, in the third year of his deal, Brock is going to make $985,000. If they drafted a quarterback with pick 213 or pick 214, my back of the envelope math, this is some quick math I did, and those of you who watch the show or listen to the show regularly know there's no better math than me doing quick math. I got the number $882,000 in year one salary for the Niners pick at that spot. When you consider his salary, you don't just divide it by four, $4 million divided by four. You don't just divide it by four. It's less in year one, more in year two, more in year three, more in year four. So I took the percentage that Brock made of the total value of his deal, which was over $3 million. And I applied that same percentage to year one of a player drafted at 214. And then when you include the $134,000 bonus, you get $882,000. So when I talked yesterday, for those of you who caught it on the show, about whether or not Brock could, whether or not they should draft a quarterback, my opinion is they should not draft a quarterback. And the primary reason I think they should not draft a quarterback is because I think they should use those picks for depth at all these other positions. They do a good job, rounds 5, 6, 7. The counter would be, and I did not mention this yesterday, the counter would be, this is not supposed to be as deep of a draft in rounds 5, 6, and 7. This draft, people think, falls off after the fourth round and even kind of in the fourth round in terms of talent. So you could argue, guys, we didn't want to draft a quarterback either. We'd love to draft some more line depth or a receiver or whatever. But here we are in the sixth round. This quarterback is worth, we think, so much more than anybody else available to us. So we're going to take that guy. All right, fine. But I would lean not drafting a quarterback. The second reason I said not draft a quarterback, like people have said, oh, well, what about Spencer Rattler's a name that's come up? I don't want any guy getting attention. Brock's QB room. And not because I think somebody said, there was a comment, well, are you afraid that Brock can't handle? No, Brock will be fine, but I just don't even want the thought of it. Let the guy have one drama-free year. He's had 2 years as a Niner, two off seasons as a Niner, and both of them have been drama-full. How about some drama-free, okay? And then when you factor in the money, I don't think that's nothing. Having a seventh-round, a sixth-round rookie walking in, making basically Brock's salary, I wouldn't say it's something. But it's not nothing. And, you know, people that just think about locker room dynamics, think about that. And coaches and general managers and front offices, they think about locker room dynamics. Now, some people would argue, oh, Brock doesn't care about that, or this locker room wouldn't care about that. Well, all right. But he's a human. And I think it's easy from afar to say, oh, that wouldn't matter. Really put yourself in that position. Like, really put yourself in that position. Put yourself in that position at whatever job you do right now. Let's say you make $1 million. Cool. You're thinking, if I make $1 million, they can do whatever they want. Yeah, all right. Well, you've already proven your value to the company. You're making $1 million. You're like, took me a few years to get here. I'm the guy. Then they bring in some other guy who hasn't done squat. They put him in the cubicle next to you. They're like, this guy, he's going to get $950,000. And you're like, what? If he's worth 950, what am I worth? I know. You'd just be happy with a million. That's what you'd think. That's what everybody thinks. So I think you got to think about those locker room dynamics. And I think it's real. And I think 616 is onto something. Now, that said, you could argue, wait a second. They drafted Brock in the seventh round. They literally can't add any quarterbacks if it's going to be about sensitivity to Brock's salary. And that's also a very realistic perspective. How could you – this is what guys make. We can't pay a quarterback $200,000. It's not allowed. There's a minimum. We have to meet the minimum. Every year that passes, the minimum goes up. Forget it. Nothing we can do about it. Ooh. Dale, somebody asked, hold on. Somebody asked a question. I was going to move on here. Well, you know what? I will move on. And then I'll get back to some of this. Next up. Oh, here's a comment from Thursday. This is about defensive coordinator. User-CD2VV2SI4N says Dave Merritt, comma, lightning emoji, comma, a pick, like a pick that you swing to break up rocks, and a football. Well, I'm glad you mentioned Dave Merritt. Let's check in on Dave Merritt, who appeared on a radio show in one of the Carolinas recently. Here's what he had to say about the Chiefs 49ers Super. For those who don't know, Dave Merritt is the DB's coach, the cornerback's coach for the Chiefs, interviewed by the 49ers for their open defensive coordinator job. And recently did an interview. Here's what he had to say about the Niners.
Even himself is looking at this as a blessing. You know what? I understand you guys want to go in a different direction. Mm-hmm. But if you want to base it clearly off of just the game, that's not the case, and we all know that. There's always something behind a marriage if it's not going well. It doesn't just happen overnight. So, but if you want to talk about the game, their offense went 3-for-12 on third down.
Oops.
Our offense went 9-for-19, but if your offense is going 3-for-12 on third down, is that Wilkes' fault? If your tight end, who's all pro, Kittle, only has – one catch for 4 yards, is that Wilkes' fault? I mean, so therefore, you can feed McCaffrey all you want to. Yeah. He needs help. And then number 11, who was trying to fight all game, Aiko, whatever, I don't know, he only had 40-something yards. Was that Wilkes' fault? So I just say that there was something going on before this all went down.
Oh, man. Groundbreaking
stuff there. Conspiracy theory. There was something going on before. I want to let you guys in on something. Yeah, we know. We know. So the question, does that disqualify him from the job? Were they ever really considering him for the job? Does that disqualify him from the job? I've always thought there's something to be said for, you know, you want high-level, aggressive people on your side. So somebody willing to kind of take you on. You see this sometimes, right? Somebody takes on the big boss. The big boss goes, you know what? I'm impressed. I want you on my team. There is something to that. You know, not knowing Ayuk's, saying Ayuk's, he knows who Brandon Ayuk is, I would think. Saying Ayuk's name like that, you know, it's a little trash talk, feels a little disrespectful to Brandon, right? Brandon, if you're Ayuk, you're like, Chiefs are on the schedule next year. If you're Ayuk, like, you want to play that game. If you're a Niner, he will be. Does this disqualify him from being the 49ers defensive coordinator? No. It does not disqualify him from being the 49ers defensive coordinator. Will he be the 49ers defensive coordinator? I doubt it. I don't think that would disqualify him. I don't think he would. Now, is that Kyle's move? Like, hey, man, you talk some shit. I'm impressed. You came at the king. Andy's the king right now. I don't know. I don't think that's the hire. All right, on we go. This is from Monothepalopoulos. I was talking about Bill Parcells on the show on Thursday and his drafting philosophy, minimum number of starts, years in college, must have graduated, that sort of thing. Comment, Parcells. Oh, and one thing I said was, well, somebody mentioned Chad Pennington. I say he didn't draft Chad Pennington. Correction. Parcells was the Jets GM in 2001. They drafted Pennington. He also drafted Chad Henne in 08 when he was with the Dolphins. As the Cowboys head coach, he found Tony Romo in 03. Parcells seemingly advised the Browns to draft Teddy Bridgewater in 14. They didn't listen and drafted Johnny Manziel. Well, they did listen. They just didn't listen to Parcells. They listened to the homeless guy that told Jimmy Haslam. And to draft Baker Mayfield in 2018. I guess he advised the Browns to draft Baker in 2018. Okay. All five checked boxes for his rules of drafting quarterbacks, if not mistaken. So all things considered, he seems to have a good track record for acquiring quarterbacks, especially for a defensive coach. I agree. I'm not knocking his philosophy. I'm not knocking his resume at all. What I've been knocking for the last, year and definitely into this season is this idea that somehow Brock has changed the way. Baker was a short guy. They drafted him in the first round. Short guys have been drafted in the first round before. But Brock isn't changing everybody's philosophy. Now, what is it? Maybe it's about the S2 cognition test. Maybe teams are going to put more value in the cognition test. Okay, fine. Go ahead. Do that. To quote the movie trailer from Taken, good luck. They've been trying to draft smart guys forever. They've been drafting athletic guys forever. Big arm guys, small guys, fast guys, slow guys, dumb guys, gamers, mechanical engineers, guys who are unproven. They got a high ceiling. Guys who are proven. He's a winner. They've been doing it forever. So let me know. Let me know when the hit rates on quarterbacks go up. I'm not holding my breath. The league's history is littered with smart guys. Now, S2 is not just about smart. It's about processing power, right? That's what you're trying to measure, processing power. How quickly can you process? Great. I think it's a noble, it's a great cause. Why wouldn't you try and break down walls on a new frontier? Of course you would. You should. Keep fighting. Keep finding a way. I'm not optimistic. I mean, they're going to get results that tell them something, but I'm not optimistic that it does anything. Brock is an outlier. He's an outlier. Keep draft 10 more Brocks, they're not going to be Brock Purdy. Hell, we don't even know exactly what Brock's going to be, but I know this. You draft 10 more Brocks, maybe one gives you something in the neighborhood of what he did the last 2 years. Maybe. Because the second you go, this guy's a processor. Is he tough? Can he take a hit? Is he a leader? Does he have EQ? Can he handle a locker room? Does he know his place? Does he play for Shanahan? Does he get good talent around him? Like, do we even, you might nail it and it still might fail. There's so many moving parts. So that's what I'm killing every year. It's like, oh, please, for the love of God, Brock has changed. They're going to draft. Okay, good. Yeah. Let's see. I'll believe that. Let's see that one. I'll believe it when I see it. Next up, B. Baker, 916. Sacramento. Proof that the NFL hates the Niners. Stefanski wins coach of the year based on the quarterbacks and making the playoffs. Kyle Shanahan does the same thing the season before, goes to the NFC title game with a rookie third-string quarterback and gets no love. Brock Purdy has a historic season, doesn't win MVP. Refs call holding on Trent, but not on the Chiefs who lead the league in holding. The NFL does not hate the 49ers. The 49ers are excellent for the NFL's business. The NFL knows this. They have access to all the NFL media data. They know what gets clicked on. They know which videos work. If you paid attention the last 2 years during the Brock Purdy rise and the year before during the Trey Lance drama, whatever you want to call it, era, all the Jimmy stuff, the Niners are great for the league. The league loves having the Niners. Coach of the Year is always a flawed award. I did think it was funny that Stefanski was coach of the year, which I think legitimate, like that situation was a mess. Over half of the coaches in the NFL were graded A grades by their players. Stefanski, not one of them. He got like a B or a B plus, which whatever. But the coach of the year award it's great. There's always a bunch of guys that deserve it. Actually, every year there's 5, 6, 7 guys. But the award is generally, we thought you were going to suck and you didn't. Congratulations. Which is most, if you look around, like that's a lot of times Coach of the Year awards. It's not Belichick winning it all the time. Right. So I am unmoved by Coach of the Year drama.
Oh, the places ground beef from Butcher Box can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about ButcherBox for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping, always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham, code HAM. They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone, go to your iPad, download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Zach says, you and Middlecoff are delusional. Two Fs. You and Middlecoff are delusional if you think Kyle didn't blow the Super Bowl. He's blown every big game he's coached. That's breaking news. So the games that he wins, not big games. NFC Championship game, not a big game. Rams week 17, not a big game. Not a big game. The ones he loses, though, big games. Do we have that right? Or is he blowing big games and somehow still winning them? You know, the funny thing about this is Zach has put me on the other side of this take from him. I've got to argue with him on this. And I know what he's reacting to, something I said yesterday, which was a reaction to a comment about Shanahan. I have said the two most important moments of the Super Bowl, third down and four with the two-minute warning, third down and four in overtime, and both times Steve Spagnuolo beat Kyle Shanahan because he had the right play called, Kyle had the wrong one called, or his players were more ready for the play than Kyle's players were, right? They were. Right guard made a mistake. Burford made a mistake on the third and four in overtime. Niners didn't pick up the pressure on the third and four with the two-minute warning. Spagnuolo beat Shanahan on the two biggest plays of the game. That's why the Chiefs won and the 49ers lost. Now, there's a million actual reasons, but if you're saying let's narrow it down to one or two things, that's what I've been saying since the night of the game. This is not new. I've said it every time it's come up. So, yeah, he got beat in the Super Bowl. No question about it. Also, this is not factual. He doesn't blow every big game he's coached. Doesn't make any, that's not true. Unless the only big game he's coached are the Super Bowls. Maybe you meant big B, big G, big game. You know, like you're an advertiser. You're not allowed to say Super Bowl. If you wrote, he's blown every capital B and capital G big game he's coached as like a, hey, I don't want to get fined by the NFL for using the word Super Bowl. Well, then I guess technically you're correct. Philip in Las Vegas says, another really good podcast guy. I have a non-football question for you. Please tell us what hair gel you use. My favorite topic. I don't use hair gel. I use product. I use two products. Product number one is Axe pomade. It's cheap. It's at $7. You can get it anywhere. CVS, Target, whatever. That's the base layer. That goes on while the hair is damp, not wet, definitely not dry. Then the second layer is a little green square called Kevin Murphy. Kevin Murphy. This is not cheap. It's called Kevin Murphy Rough Rider. Just a little bit goes a long way. Adds some hold. Takes off some of the shine that you get from the pomade. Gives it a little matte finish. But allows you to still run your hands through it without getting stuck or pulling any hairs. It's a cocktail. And it took me a long time to get here. And I'm not gatekeeping hair product. Let the record show. I'm here to share. Okay. If you have any more questions, please let me know. 1.5 on the sides, tapered on the sideburns, not in the back, rounded in the back. Cut all the way across, one motion. Don't get the part in there, but leave a little bit of a shelf. We're going to thin everything. We're going to take a little bit off from the middle back. Every few cuts, we take a little off the front. What's standing between you and a great haircut is being able to explain to the barber what you want. Next up, James, making a comment about Kyle Juszczyk. Oh, this is a reaction to something I said on Wednesday about Juice. I said, I think Juice blocks more than people realize. James said, I agree on Juice. He blocks a ton, and they're awful, and they're often crucial to the play. I went to Pro Football Focus to confirm this. When you look at the fullbacks in the NFL this last year, Juice had the second most run blocking snaps in the NFL. He had 308 run blocking snaps. Only Patrick Ricard of the Ravens had more run blocking snaps. He had 326. So, you know, not a ton more, but a little more than Kyle Juszczyk. But Juice played more than twice as many passing snaps as Patrick Ricard. So the only guy even in the run, and by the way, Juice and Ricard are extreme outliers when it comes to how many run-blocking snaps fullbacks played this year, right? Like, they're one and two, and then third place, it's a big drop-off. From a pass-receiving snap, from passing play snaps, Juice is an extreme outlier, way more than everybody else. Like, way more. So the fact that he had the second most run-blocking snaps while being an extreme outlier on pass blocking is a testament to his athleticism, his physicality, and his usefulness. The other thing, when you look at, compare him and Ricard, Kyle Juszczyk is 6'2", 235 pounds of stone cold granite. Patrick Ricard, big ass dude. He's 305. So that alone tells you he's a different type of player. So he run blocks as much, just about as much, as a guy that is 70 pounds heavier than him. 70 pounds heavier than him. So I you know, in a crazy way, I think sometimes he gets a little underrated for how unique he is. And, you know, as I said the other day, I think he ends up, first of all, just straight up lead blocking a lot. But even in situations where he's not lead blocking, go watch some All 22, which, you know, most of you aren't going to do it, which is fine. That's what I get paid to do. Okay. But go watch some All 22, and what you see, or just watch the TV copy. What you see is him running through. He looks like sometimes, you know, those like old, like World War I movie scenes where there's a guy with a message and he's got to deliver the message and he's running. And then there's a bunch of other people running another direction. You know, he's like running through everybody. Like everybody's running north, right? With their guns out or their bayonets drawn. Everyone's running north. And then the guy with the message, he's running horizontal to them. He's running like east. He's running and he's like dodging people and the boom, go. That is Juszczyk. Juszczyk is constantly like everybody's flowing right. And Juszczyk is like going the opposite direction to cut off somebody on the backside. And he is just dodging bodies and dipping and clipping and hitting. And it's just, there's not many guys that can do it. So I've used the analogy for Brock. I'll use it also for Juszczyk. And I know I'm biased. He's a friend of the show. I'm biased. I love the guy. But also I'm not, like, the numbers, they're right here. I am off. I got to go. I got a flight. Bye, people. Have a great weekend.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.